gathering of defense experts. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The U.S.'s top national security leaders meeting at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California, Saturday, where they discussed domestic and international challenges, with the focus being on the war in Ukraine.
The discussions here have focused not only on the war in Ukraine, but how it relates to deterring China in Taiwan. It's focused on military readiness, supply chain issues, and how it impacts on national security.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin in Simi Valley, California. The Reagan National Defense Survey finding a strong majority of Americans support providing aid to Ukraine. Russia rejecting a $60 a barrel price cap on its oil, which was set by Ukraine's Western allies. Ukraine's President Zelensky wanted the price cap to be even lower. Fox's Paul Stevens has more.
Zelensky's office chief writing Saturday on social media, the $60 per barrel ceiling set by the European Union, Australia, Britain, Canada, Japan, and the U.S. didn't go far enough and needed to be cut in half to, quote, destroy the enemy's economy faster. That $60 per barrel cap is set to take effect on Monday, along with an EU embargo on Russian oil shipped by sea.
Russia threatening to cut off nations who endorsed the price cap. Police in Moscow, Idaho, providing new details about the home where four University of Idaho students were found fatally stabbed nearly 3 weeks ago. Fox's Christina Coleman in Idaho has the story.
They say there was a sixth person on the lease of that house. They say that that person has been interviewed and that they had actually moved out of that home before the school year started. So they do not believe they were in the house at the time of the murders, and they do not believe that this person is connected to the crime.
Moscow police using a private security firm to monitor the home where the students were murdered. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. ousted at the World Cup Saturday. Fox's Bob Mortali has more.
The Netherlands qualified for the quarterfinals by ousting the United States 3-1. Memphis Depay and Daley Blind both scored in the first half to give the Dutch a 2-0 lead. Haji Wright cut the margin for the U.S. in the 76th minute. Denzel Dumfries, though, netted an insurance goal 5 minutes later. U.S. coach Greg Berhalter told Fox TV,
"We came up short today, but not for the lack of trying, not for the lack of effort."
The Americans scored just 3 goals in the 4 tournament games, going 1-1-2 overall.
A Georgia fugitive is arrested after he responded to a sheriff department's most wanted Facebook post. Fox's Gary Baumgarten reports.
It was shortly after the Rockdale County, Georgia Sheriff's Office posted its list of most wanted on its Facebook page that a guy wanted on 2 warrants posted a comment. Apparently miffed that he had made the list, Christopher Spaulding commented, "How about me?" Deputies replied to that comment with, "You're correct. You have 2 warrants. We're on the way." After they arrested him, they posted his booking photo with the caption, "We appreciate your assistance in your capture."
The Prince and Princess of Wales presenting awards in New England Friday to projects aimed at saving the environment.
Prince William announced the winners of his environmental initiative called Earthshot during a star-studded gala in Boston.
Alongside tonight's winners and finalists, and those to be discovered over the years to come. It's my hope the Earthshot legacy will continue to grow, helping our communities and our planet to thrive.
The Earthshot Prize gives more than $1 million each to winners in five categories. Among this year's winners, childhood friends in Oman who figured out how to turn carbon dioxide into rock, thereby creating a low-cost, safe way to store carbon.
That's Fox's Carmen Roberts. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.